Welcome to a year of magical living with me, Imogen Roy, and welcome to a new year. This is the first episode of 2022, and I'm going to be inviting you to choose three words to guide your year. Your three words, if you choose them, are not resolutions. They are not goals. This is a process that I got inspired by from Chris Brogan and Rob Hatch, two entrepreneurs. And I've been doing this practice since 2019. So this is now my fourth year of using three words to guide my year. And I really, really, really believe in this process. And I don't think it's an accident that the last 3 years of my life have been massively successful on many levels for me. So I am going to share a little bit about this process with you. I'm going to talk about why I chose it and why I recommend it for my clients and students too, why the three words are important, and a little bit about how to choose yours, how to use them. I'm going to share some of the three words that I've used over the last 3 years and share a little bit about how they guided me. I'm going to share one of my three words for 2022 with you and talk a bit more about the deeper process that you can borrow to choose your three words for the year. So why choose three words? Now, something I've noticed is that we tend to fall into this trap of starting a new year from a place of deficit, from a place of not enoughness. I didn't finish this last year. I didn't do well enough last year. I didn't complete. And starting a new year from that place of I haven't finished, I have to catch up, can really put you in a position of powerlessness. And New Year's resolutions, although they can be empowering for some, often encourage this mindset of, I need to right the wrongs of my past. And I think that choosing three words kind of counteracts this, because these are not three words to choose to punish yourself. They're chosen as a compass, as a guide for your actions, as themes for the year, where you are consciously choosing to focus on three areas max. And that helps you shape your year because you are using those words as a decision-making framework. Oh, is this going to bring me closer to the expression and the feeling of those three words or further away? So just to give you a flavor of what I mean, I'm going to share my three words for 2019, 2020, 2021. 2019, my three words were space, voice, and consistency. 2020, they were prolific, magnetic, and wealthy. 2021, my words were expanded, sacred, well. And for 2022, I have chosen my three words. I will share one of them with you, and that word is vitality. So why three? Why not two? Why not four? Why not one? I don't know about you, but I feel that three brings this deep sense of balance. Did you know that the triangle is the strongest shape? Three points create a lot of power. And I found that two words can create a binary where there doesn't need to be one. They can be, it can create a dynamic that has a lot of tension between two words. Or if the two words are too similar, they cancel each other out. One word can be really, really powerful. I had one client who chose the word core for her year. But since I like to add different factors and have different approaches, different energies guiding me, I like to use three, and I really encourage you to try three. Any more than three, I really fear that you risk scattering your attention. Three is the max. other than choosing three, my other rule or guidance, if you want to break it, is I really encourage you to choose words that are feeling based, how you want to feel. Because when you choose words that are feeling based, when you hear and speak that word to yourself, it instantly translates into a feeling, into a state, into a body memory that you can anchor into your physical experience. You can visualize it if you're a visual person. You can touch it, taste it. It has a sensation attached. You can feel it in the core of your being. Maybe it makes you feel a little nervous. Maybe it makes you feel a little scared. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I chose this word. This feels like a lot. But that sensation is really, really good. When we choose words that sound great on paper or are a neat mental concept, but they don't translate into a visceral physical feeling, it can be really hard to actually use them in everyday life. And this is what your three words are for. They are there to guide your daily routine actions, your decisions, your activities, how you prioritize your life. They need to live and walk and breathe with you every single day. So choose feeling words if you can. A word that feels useful to you. A word where you're like, I know what this means because I can feel it. So for instance, in 2021, my three words were expanded, sacred, well. And from the moment I chose those words, I could feel what that would mean. I would feel what expanded from the inside out in my body would feel like. It was a state. I felt what sacred meant. I felt that the hairs on my neck stand up. Well, it came from a place of such depth. I wanted to feel well in my body and in my mind, but I also wanted to be able to draw power and creativity and ideas from a deep well within me. And those three words were so visceral that I was able to live them deeply all of last year and act accordingly because they were feeling based. So how do you use your words once you've chosen them? What are they for? Chris Brogan, who I initially borrowed this concept from, recommends writing your words out every day on the notebook you're using. I personally have my words on a whiteboard in my office where I look at them probably about 250 times a day. They are such a big part of my life, I cannot forget them. They are there to guide your actions and your habits. So instead of choosing arbitrary goals, I instead use my words to dictate where my attention goes and how I measure my success in certain areas, because I choose my words, then I choose habits that allow me to create that feeling, to live into that word every day. And then goals are simply me choosing how will I measure the success of those habits. So they're very, very actionable. They can help you with decision making, because every time you're making a decision, you can bring up your three words and you can check your decision against them. So I would look at well, and I would say, is saying yes to this going to make me feel more well? Is it going to pour into my internal well that I draw from? Is it going to contribute to my well-being? Or is it going to take that away? Can I make the way I'm doing this feel sacred? How can I elevate this experience and create more ways to honor and respect it and to receive respect in return? Or expand it. How can I actually receive more of what I already have? How can I expand my capacity to feel, to receive, to enjoy this experience? Even in struggle and crisis, your three words can be the home which you come back to. If things have gone wrong, you've gotten off course, you're feeling lost, come back to your three words. Start from scratch. Okay, these three words, how would I need to show up in my life to live into them? What is the simplest ways I can create some of these feelings in my life today? And if you're having to, you know, you're in a crisis, something is going wrong, and you have to react in a certain way, can you bring those words into how you decide to react? Another way that using three words for your year is so powerful is that it shows commitment to yourself, to your own life, to your own flourishing. Change and transformation takes time. I think research has shown that it takes on average 62 days to form a habit. Some say it's more like 100 days. So we're talking about long-term change here. And when you spend one whole year focusing deeply on something that matters to you, boy, do you really get to see results. And not only that, you also really have time to hone your own process. You know, working with your new words at the beginning of a new year is going to feel a little clunky. You're like, oh, this is different. I don't really know how to work with this yet. I'm changing a lot of things in my life. These habits feel uncomfortable. But by the end of the year, not only have you massively overcome that discomfort and grown, but you're also starting to learn more about how you work best. You've updated and improved your processes because those words have been guiding you all along. And having these words support your organic process of change can be also magical. Because even when things in your life are going really well, in fact, especially when things in your life are going really well, you must proactively shake things up and change. Otherwise, stagnation sets in really quickly. I have a shamanic teacher who says, take your greatest visions to the fire. Take them to the fire. And I understand that is even when you're in the middle of a process and things are going really well, and you're like, yeah, my visions are coming to life, I'm so victorious. Take it to the fire and see what survives. See what is actually just ego and excess and grandiosity and not actually in line with your up-to-date desires. And what actually survives that? What's the gold? What are the precious metals that are left in the embers afterwards? So I loved my three words last year, expanded, sacred, well. 2021 was perhaps one of the best years of my life. And I'm not sure I'm ready to let those go. I would quite like to spend another 3 months continuing working with those words, but I'm not. I'm taking them to the fire because it's time to change. It's time to step into something new, even if I'm not ready. When you have three new words on your plate, here's your opportunity to reinvent, renew, and take a new look at every single area of your life, your personal life, your professional life, your relationships, your spiritual life, how your routines, are they still serving you? Like, is your environment still serving you? Choosing three new words gives you a chance to put on a different pair of spectacles and see a different perspective. Okay, so I promised that I would share a little bit about the history of my three words for the last 3 years and how they worked for me. So the first year I used this practice was 2019. My three words were space, voice, and consistency. The background to this year was that I had burned out in November 2018. I'd had to give up 80% of my contracts and income because I could not hold all the success I created for myself because I did not have a stable foundation. So I began the year with a lot of empty space and a lot of uncertainty and a lot of desire to rebuild, to dig down to the deepest foundations, scrape away all the old paint, throw out all the rotten pieces of wood, and start completely from scratch. So space was how I ended up living what I called my year of magical living, which ended up giving its name to this podcast. It was the year in which I decided to turn all of my rules and routines upside down and inside out. And that started with creating space to figure out what was needed and creating space to honor new routines and practices, to set new boundaries, to create systems that would protect my time and my energy. And that year did end up feeling deliciously spacious. And from the space I created a lot of opportunity to receive far bigger bounties in the second half of the year. So the word voice, I developed and cultivated my voice this year. I was really devoted to publishing a lot, to practicing my writing a lot. I think that was the year I wrote 50 something newsletters. So there was a time when I was writing 2 newsletters a week. There were a lot of blog posts that went out. And being able to have the space to cultivate my voice in that devoted way enabled me to use my voice to lead. And by the end of that year, I had started getting invitations from people in my audience, newsletter subscribers, social media followers, who were asking me to coach them through the same process of transformation that I had just been living in my year of magical living. And I also was invited by Seth Godin to lead with my voice at a conference that his business was hosting. And that transpired into some beautiful opportunities for me. So really deciding to focus on my voice created a ton of opportunities that year and in 2020. And finally, the third word for 2019 was consistency. And there was, in terms of consistency, I was so committed to creating habit streaks for 3 areas. Mental wellness, so I did a lot of meditation on a daily basis. Body conditioning and strength, so I did a 30-minute core and stretching routine every single day that I could in 2019. And also publishing. I committed at the beginning of the year to publish something online every second day. And I had a big year at a glance calendar, and I would mark the calendar with different colored dots so that as the year went on, I had these beautiful, colorful streaks right in front of me. And I was very motivated to keep going because I didn't want to break the chain. And that, you know, developing consistency like that, that not only is my body totally transformed still from the amount of discipline and devotion I put into being consistent with taking care of myself, but that body of work I created, those blogs, some YouTube videos, they are still sending me tons of traffic 2 years on. And that body of work that I showed up for that year is delivering results today. So that space, voice, and consistency created the foundation from which a lot of my business is built today. And I don't have to work as hard or be as visible or publish as much because of what I did in 2019. 2020, my words were prolific, magnetic, and wealthy. Prolific, I was so captivated by the results from the consistency experiment that I wanted to continue it but evolve it. And this is an example of where I recommend that even if a word has really worked for you the previous year, you don't reuse it. You can choose a similar word, but choose a word that's evolving in a more specific way for you. So from consistency to prolific, they sound similar, but it was a different flavor. Because with prolific, that involved hiring, making my first monthly hire in my business, who is my incredible creative coordinator, Megan. I hired her in 2020, and she is the one that enabled me to have this podcast, to publish as much as I did in 2020, and to leverage a lot of the content that I already have. She also helped me to create three products: my Unstoppable coaching program, my Vision of Success course, and Align and Flow. Magnetic was all about me embodying on a physical level the success that I wanted to receive. So instead of dreaming and hoping of getting great clients, getting great contracts, I just focused on becoming the kind of collaborator or coach or friend or client that people, that my soul people would want to be with. And that involved a lot of physical practices, of energy raising, of legitimacy. And all I can say is that that was a very successful year for me. And my third word was wealthy. That was a word where I really wanted to feel rich in health, rich in relationships, and also rich in assets. I wanted to feel that I was creating cards to play in my life. And that word also worked out for me because 2020 was the year that my husband and I bought a home. We bought a car. We really were able to enjoy some of the fruits of our labor from the last few years. And that was possible partly because, using that word wealthy, I really focused on profitable activities only. And again, leveraging a lot of what I already had and had not used. So finally, 2021, expanded, sacred, well. Expanded, again, is a bit of a development on magnetic, but this was very much about expanding from the inside out. Because after the massive growth year I had in 2020, both in my personal life and in my business, I realized that to attain another level, I would have to expand my capacity on the inside to be able to hold the next level of success. And so all of last year, I worked on building my capacity to hold and receive. So emotional stability, resilience, systems, the way in which I use my energy, saying no more often, really working on how to be able to be open to receive more and not have a brittle foundation. Sacred. Last year was very challenging because of all the lockdowns and the restrictions. We ended up in France having 7 months in which a lot of core businesses were closed. We couldn't go to gyms. We couldn't even go more than 10 kilometers away from our house most of the year. And also we had a curfew at 6 and then 7 p.m. So we were very, very limited last year. And it felt like a really, at least the first half, felt profoundly unmagical. And so sacred was a conscious choice to choose to see the magic in the mundane. This podcast was born of that word, sacred. And I really worked on elevating my set and my settings, where I would beautify my spaces. I would act with reverence. I would create an internal personal experience of joy, of creativity. I turned my office into a sort of artist studio because I wanted to make everything feel sacred. And I also devoted a lot of time last year to spiritual work, which was new for me. I really hadn't committed that much time and attention since I was a child. And finally, well. Well was about being well in mind, body, and spirit and moving a lot. I spent a lot of time outside and also creating this deeper well from which to draw from in my work. And that deep well had to be sourced from experiences that were not work. So sacred and well were what drove me to take a whole month off in August for my business. Sacred and Well made me a lot more disciplined about getting outside and stepping out of my office and inspiring myself. And the beauty of that expanded Sacred and Well year was that I wasn't necessarily super prolific, or I wasn't doing a lot or manifesting a lot, or I didn't have actually any concrete goals last year. But still, because of the foundations that my previous words put in place, I still expanded. I expanded my income. I worked a lot less, and yet I made more. I grew my audience by 75%, even though I only published about a third or even 20% of what I've published in previous years. And I created a lot of recurring clients in my business, where more and more women that I've coached and are coming back for a second or third time. So I could still fill my practice without having to be so visible. And that's all thanks to the work that I've done in the last few years, guided by these focused words. So if you haven't guessed by now, I really, really believe in this process, in this tool. When I first heard about the three words from Chris Brogan and Rob Hatch, one thing I noticed was that they didn't share a concrete process or framework to help you choose your words. So I decided to create one. And it has a lot to do with starting from a place of feeling, focusing on desires, not goals. But for ease of time in this podcast episode, if you are interested in being guided through my process for how to choose your three words more consciously with more data, I really invite you to go and check out my online course, Vision of Success, because there's two modules in there. The first module is going to help you figure out, well, what are my specific desires in three areas of my life: lifestyle, meaningful work or purpose, and money. And then the second module is going to help you harvest all of that and choose three really aligned words for your year, and then help you choose which habits and goals to set accordingly. So you can choose whatever words you like. I'm sure this podcast has given you a lot of data, a lot of inspiration, but if you want more help, if you want more guidance through that, the online course is there for you. And if you feel called, I would love to hear your three words or one word if you want to share it with me. May 2022 be one of much focus and many blessings. Thank you for joining me today. I'll be with you again soon.